Welcome to your daily devotional, June 13th. He knew all men, John chapter 2 and verse 24. But Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men. We read that the reason why Jesus did not put too much stock in his popularity with men was because he knew all men. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? All men and women are sinners by nature and practice and can do nothing good apart from the work of God. It is rare that one can find a trustworthy person, but even in that case, all people are transient in one sense or another. They move from place to place. They get ill or infirm. They move on to another chapter in life and they pass on. Considering our text and the things we have said thus far, let us apply. A religious leader may be fiercely loyal to Christ's sheep, but as wonderful as that is, our faith must be in the divine leader and not the human one. The same principle can be applied with regard to political or societal leaders. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. That we read in Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9. The only one that you can trust with 100% certainty, who will always be there and never let you down, is God Himself. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, and verse 27, we read, "The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." There are further personal applications that bring us still nearer to the context of our text. First, insincere flattery is common among men. In the book of Proverbs, we read, "A man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his feet." Second, consider the way in which so many welcomed Jesus into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. 5 days later, many of these same people were joining the crowd and calling for his crucifixion on Good Friday. Friend, be your own person. Be satisfied in your identity in Christ Jesus. And let your expectations be according to the promises of God and not the providences of men.